This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The ministry of reproducing yourself to extend your ministry through others is a major legacy of the Apostle Paul. He penned the famous words in 2 Timothy 2:2, "The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others." This was Jesus' strategy. It was what Barnabas practiced. I believe Paul learned it from both of them. He had a growing number of young men whom he mentored, pouring the gospel into their minds and hearts. He practiced what he taught, telling Timothy, "You know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecution, sufferings. What kind of things happened to me?" 2 Timothy 3:10. It's not like he wanted his mentee to be cookie-cutter reproductions of himself. There were basic things like the fruit of the Spirit, character traits, understanding, and commitments he wanted all to embody. God made each of us unique, and the Holy Spirit gifts each believer as he determines. Not all are prophets or evangelists or pastors or teachers. Some are impulsive, ready to take the initiative. Others are more subdued, more prone to follow than lead the charge. Timothy seemed timid, needing to be prodded to stir up and use his gifts. God uses all who apply themselves to be qualified in character and biblical understanding and commit themselves to God's appointments. Do you have a mentor? Do you have a mentee? Remember, you were born to reproduce.